Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, granite, quartz, porcelain, marble, and travertine tile and slabs. Their granite slabs and prefab countertop liquidation sale has been extended through March. They're offering up to 75% off on slabs and prefab countertops in Slab Yard with travertine and porcelain starting at just $149 per square foot. Call them today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1567. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit them online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. They'll help you make your dream home a reality. The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, The Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you of our phone number to call in, and that is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name and your number and what you're calling about, and one of our team members will get back with you. I do want to remind you to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And of course, we've got all of our shows here every Saturday from 6 to 8 and then again from 2 to 3. Today we've got our recovery show, and that is Sherry Gabe is going to be joining me here. And of course, that's all about the brighter side of recovery, of course, sponsored by Sober Recovery. I do want to remind everyone, when you call in, ask for one of our newsletters, because you will find out all the great events that are happening out here, and I would love you to be a part of them. I do want to do a giveaway, and I've got Rubicon Theater tickets, and of course that is to the American premiere of Extras, and I saw it. It's funny. It's great, and I'd love you to have a chance to go to that. So call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. All right, we're going to bring our first guest on, and we're going to bring Linda and Charlie Bloom on. And, of course, we're going to talk about Happily Ever After and 39 Other Myths About Love. And again, we've got a great show for you, so I hope that you stay with us all the way through. Let's welcome Linda and Charlie. Linda and Charlie, are you there?
We're here.
How are you?
Excited to be with you.
Well, great. I love it. I love it. So tell us a little bit about, and Charlie, are you there?
I'm here too.
Okay, good deal, good deal. So is this your first book?
No, it's book number 3.
Ooh, good for you guys. Good for you. Okay, so I always like to see like where you started. So what was your first book?
We wrote 101 Things I Wish I Knew When I Got Married.
Ooh, okay.
Small lessons to make love last. And there was a whole lot we didn't know when we first got married, and there was a lot to learn. That 101 was narrowed down from 300 one-liners. And then we wrote really little stories just to flesh it out and to make it user-friendly for people to understand the teaching.
Wow, I love it. Okay, and how long have you guys been married?
Oh, we got married in 1972, so let me see, that's
44, Tom's yeah. already on it, he's on it, 44, okay, wow, well, good, you know, it's funny, I was just at a show last week, the Chili Cook-Off, and I was talking to a couple, they were at the car show there, and they were saying how they were married 60 years, and so I was like, what's your secret, and so they said, obviously, love and respect, okay? And then they said, don't take everything so seriously, right?
And I
kind of thought that was really good, because sometimes we say things that we don't really mean, and then it's out of our mouth, and our partner or our, husband, wife, whatever, they'll be like, seriously, you just hurt me with like, but if you just go, seriously, let it go and go on. I mean, you got to have a substance to your family, to your couplehood, right?
Yeah, and that really takes us right into one of the myths in our book, which is love means never having to say that you're sorry.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Because, that example that you just gave of sometimes, the words slip out, and as soon as we say them, we regret having said it because we don't really mean it. It happens to everybody, and you do really need to say you're sorry when that happens. And a sincere apology is all it takes to clean something like that up.
Charlie, did you always know how to say you're sorry?
I
just had to put that out there, Okay.
Now, that's something that I learned on the job, actually.
Okay, good deal, good deal. Because my husband, it's like, oh, my God, I have to, say, okay, wait, did you just say you're sorry? Because I didn't really exactly say that. I just was, and I'm like, oh, my God. Just say it, So I love that, Tom.
One of the things that guys do, I think, is I'm really sorry, but here's where you were wrong.
Oh, and then they defend
I'm so
it.
Sorry
exactly.
See, here's the problem.
Exactly.
You had there. I think that.
How about this one? I'm really sorry that you feel this way.
Yeah, I get that a lot, too. I love it. Well, again, for anybody that's just joining us in our second hour, I'm so glad that you are here. You have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. We're talking with Linda and Charlie Bloom. We're talking about Happily Ever After. The 39 other myths about love. So what's on the top of the first myth? What is the first myth that comes to you out of these 39 myths?
Well, the one that tripped me up many, many, many times in the early years that I was first starting out learning about relationships and how they work well was the myth of if he really loved me, he'd know what I needed and give it to me without my having to ask.
Oh, I love it. Because we're all mind readers, right?
Well, that's the myth of mind reading, and no matter how much your partner loves and adores you, no matter how much they're committed and they're, you know, really devoted, they don't know if we don't get vulnerable and risk asking for specifically what we would like.
Yeah, no.
And I created so much unhappiness for myself because I was caught in that romantic myth. And I used to feel sort of sad and sorry for myself. It's too bad he just doesn't love me very much.
Mm.
If he knew, he would come over and he'd kiss me. He'd come around behind me when I'm standing at the sink washing dishes and kiss me on the back of the neck. And he would say all these sweet, mushy things. And I really went through a lot of unnecessary trouble. And when I finally realized that I needed to grow some courage and ask for what I wanted, maybe risk having some no's or not now or maybe later, it wouldn't work for me right now, our relationship improved a lot right away.
Yeah, well, you already started to love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it, you know, I think that's one of the biggest things is we have to love ourselves first, meaning the husband and the wife, right? And then we come together and respect and love each other. But, and I really, it's funny because, now have you guys ever had a hard time in your marriage?
Never.
Okay, Charlie. Okay, I'm asking this.
Maybe once. I'm
asking Linda this one.
Oh, you'll get a different answer.
I'm sure.
We dangled near the edge of the precipice of divorce. And it went on for an extended period of time.
Okay.
And we both really had some kind of dogged determination where we just wouldn't quit. And we did take it on as an opportunity to grow and learn about ourselves and become more tolerant and accepting because we had an irreconcilable difference about how much Charlie was working when he was a flaming workaholic there back in his 30s. And I just really was extremely unhappy and thought that maybe our relationship wasn't going to make it. And we paid attention and we hung in there and we continued to use what worked in our relationship to keep it sweet so it didn't go completely sour. And when we teach our workshops, we tell before and after stories on ourselves. And it seems to inspire our students and also our readership when they hear about our personal
journey.
Prevails.
Yeah.
Because they think, oh man, those people were really screwed up and look how happy they are now. I bet we can do at least that well.
I love it. Where is your workshop? Where are you located?
We're based in Santa Cruz, California.
Oh, okay, close. We'll be signing up. No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I love that. I mean, okay, and so that will be a whole nother conversation we'll have to talk about, but you know, so I love that you're so vulnerable. And did you both write this book together?
Yeah, we've written all three of the books together. We don't actually write them simultaneously, but we each take on different roles in the writing process. And that's one of the things that we've learned and one of the things that we try to teach in our workshops is how to co-create well together because, you know, we always tend to attract people who are strong in ways that we're not and vice versa. And so we learn to identify what the strengths are in terms of the writing process that we each have. You know, Linda can do things that I just can't do.
You know what, Charlie? I think you just said the magic word, okay? And it's interesting. I was just listening to Joel Osteen. I love a lot of what he says. And,
yeah,
of course, okay, and his wife. And I was listening to somebody interview him and another person, Craig. I don't know who he was. But anyways, two huge, powerful men. And it's interesting because there are powerful men, but they still compliment their wife in the relationship and know that she brings something to it and has a voice. And I think that's probably the biggest problem that a lot of men, and I'm going to say women too, if it's, you know, the other way around, that they don't give their partners voices.
It's a core teaching that we offer in our workshops when we teach at Esalen and Kripalu on the East Coast. We really talk about the level playing field. Mm-hmm. To have the depth of intimacy, the highest level of respect and trust, you have to have complementary strengths and show your partner that you really can see them. that you can see their gifts, that you can see their golden parts, that you can see their great strengths and their assets, and how they enrich your life. And the couples who are taking those things for granted and not acknowledging them in each other, they have their level of well-being in their relationship arrested at a lower stage. So it's the wise person who really looks through those eyes of appreciation and gratitude and then speaks openly with their partner, sincerely, about what I love about you, about what I admire about you, what I respect in you. Because it really helps us to feel good when people believe in us and get us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love it. I'm looking in myth 16 in your book, Nothing Good Can Come From Conflict. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's a myth that a lot of people believe. And so they naturally try to avoid conflict at all costs. And that actually can end up costing them quite a bit. Because when you refuse to deal with differences, what happens is that the grievances don't disappear. They just go underground, and then they come out indirectly, you know, at snipes or at being cold or critical or detached or removed or judgmental. But conflict can be the source of great intimacy, too. We have found that if we can face some of our differences honestly and directly without getting defensive, which is much easier said than done, of course, but with practice it is possible to do that ultimately we become stronger as a couple, we become more connected, we become more trusting of ourselves and each other. Conflict can be, if it's done consciously and responsibly, a path to intimacy.
And myth number 23 is related to this one. This one is also about conflict, and the myth is telling the truth means getting it all off your chest.
And I'm telling you
that this is one of the ones that tripped me up for literally years, because I used to be really conflict phobic when I was very young, and I got confronted by Charlie that he wasn't having it, that he didn't want that, you know, withheld that would sneak out later and little, you know, snide remarks, or he wanted me to be honest. So when I came out of hiding, I was kind of crude about the way I expressed myself, and I actually believed this myth. I've got to get it off of my chest. And the way it would come out would be blamey and judgmental and victim-y and all of this kind of unskillful way. So it is important to be able to express ourselves. But to learn how to do that with finesse and tact, and how to speak our truth of our emotional experience, what we feel and need, but without the blame and judgment, because people are very sensitive about being criticized, they're very sensitive about being controlled, sensitive about being bullied, and if we don't learn how to speak with refinement, it is going to drag our relationship down.
Wow, I love that. You know what? We need to take a really quick break, but when we come back, will you stay with us?
Sure.
Okay, great. When we come back, I want to talk about, I love this, myth 21, after I'm married, I won't be lonely again. That, you know, in marriage, sometimes you are lonely and you don't really know how to be, you know, with your partner because you're, you know, either you've pushed everything down. And so I'd love to talk with that. Again, for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. And I can't wait to be back. I would love to give something away. I've got tickets to Elite Theater, and that is Men of Tortuga. And it's going to be playing all the way through May 15th. They're located right off of Victoria Avenue in Oxnard. And I'm telling you, I went and saw it. It's a good, it's actually a guy would like this one too. So it's not only a girls show. So anyways, I'd love to have you call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry, holistic dentistry, Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor, Fisherman's Wharf, provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality, live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Come catch the Elite Series main stage show, Men of Tortuga, a comedy thriller that tells a compelling story of greed, power, bourbon, and barbarism, playing April 15th through May 15th. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, call 805-483-5118. That's 805-483-5118. Or visit www.elitetheater.org. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Ventura County wants you to win big. Support Big Brothers Big Sisters Big online auction and opportunity drawing. Sign up online at bbsvc.org/golf to bid right from your computer or cell phone. Bid on big items like Dream Vacations, LA Kings swag, and more. Or buy an opportunity ticket for a chance to win a weekend in an Audi R8. Sign up now at bbsvc.org/golf to check out prizes and start bidding. All your support benefits Big Brothers Big Sisters of Ventura County. That's bbsvc.org/golf. bbsvc.org/golf.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. Lots of calls there. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I'd love to give away a dozen of rolling pin donuts and talk about giving something sweet to your hubby or your sweetheart. We'd love to share those with you. Call in right now. We're talking with Linda and Charlie Bloom. We're talking about their book, Happily Ever After, and the 39 other myths about love. I'd love you to send me your other books because I'm just going to keep this going. I mean, this is such our topic, and I think it's so important because so many people give up on their marriages, and it's kind of like after a while, you can't remember what the problems were, so it gets better. But, you know, even it's kind of the same thing with marriage, and if you can stick in there long enough, it's kind of like, you know, it becomes better again. Do you guys agree?
Absolutely. You know, when we wrote the first book, we really were wanting to help the people who were in trouble to get a shaky marriage up to at least stable and good. But when we wrote the second book, Secrets of Great Marriages, we wanted the people who were in a pretty good marriage to take it all the way to great. Now, you have to have some motivation and fire in the belly to do that extra work. Some people just hold the line if they're not going to separate and divorce, and if they're not unhappy, that's good enough. But we really hold a very high standard, and we call it going for the gold. And we want people to examine their myths, to develop their skills, to do their own personal work and develop their signature strengths so that they're bringing a really happy, fulfilled person to the partnership so they can reap the absolute maximum benefits from a marriage.
So I have a question, okay? After you're married for so long, and I'm sure my listeners are going to go, seriously, Kim, you know, it's not as romantic anymore. It's, you know, you think everybody else's marriage might look better. The grass is always greener on the other side, you know, all those kind of things. Do you guys agree?
We definitely do not agree.
Okay.
It is not inevitable that over time marriages flatten out. That's another one of the myths.
Oh, okay, okay. So how do you keep the romance going on?
You keep the romance in your own life going on. You live and create a life of your own that is challenging, that's alive, that's encouraging you to step into your edges. You don't settle for less than what you really desire in your heart of hearts, and you use that relationship, use your marriage, your relationship, and other relationships as a means of providing mutual support to each other to live a vital and vibrant life. People whose marriages tend to flatten out are often people whose lives have flattened out because they've kind of plateaued.
Wow, that sounds okay. That sounds real. I could see that. You know, maybe your job's not the way it used to be. Maybe you kind of gained a little bit of weight. If you're on your game, your marriage is on your game, correct?
That seems to be the case.
Okay.
That's what we've noticed.
So let me ask both of you.
With other people too.
Yeah, when you have these couples come in for the workshop, what's the biggest problems that people are coming in for?
We often see couples who get gridlocked over issues, power and control issues. So we have a course called From Conflict to Connection about how to be enriched by the differences. We are not attracted to people who are just like us. Some very deep, wise, knowing part of us is attracted to people who are complementary to us. And then the same things that magnetize us to them sometimes drive us crazy after the infatuation is over. So one of the big things that we teach is about really getting a high level of skill about the art of negotiating for your needs.
Wow.
To be able to learn from the other person's style, not to try to make them over into the image of who you think they ought to be.
Right. So don't do a redo.
Right.
And what was the name what was the name of that course from conflicts to?
Conflict to connection.
Connection. Okay.
And
yeah.
The other thing that we find is what Charlie was just referring to about people feeling a little stagnant in their life or flat and boring. Their career may not suit them. They may be afraid to take a chance and change jobs. They may have experienced some disappointment, and they lower their expectations way down. So one of the things that we try to do is inspire people that with a little bit of effort that you can reach higher, let your imagination be big, let your dreams that you had even in your teens or your early 20s when you first got married, take those dreams out of mothballs, the vision, the lofty vision that you had for your life, and it's okay to have big expectations for your life. It's okay to have big expectations for your marriage. You just need an intention to match your expectations.
I love it. I love it.
Roll up your sleeves and get to work. You can do a lot with your life.
I love it. Linda and Charlie, will you guys come back? Because this was so, and I know we just barely, I didn't even get half of my questions out. And I know our listeners would love this. Can we get you back on our show?
Sure.
Okay. That sounds really good. All right. I will give you a call. Where do we find your book? Where do our listeners find your book?
Well, it's available in most bookstores now, and it's also available, of course, on Amazon. So,
very easy to get. There you go. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you both being a guest on our show and all the great input.
It was fun. I enjoyed it.
You got it. And share our show with everybody, too.
I will.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. We're going to bring our next guest on right now. And, of course, that is Danica. Danica, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you? Good. Danica is from Big Brothers and Big Sisters. And, of course, Select Staffing Golf Classic is what we're going to be talking about. And Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Ventura. Thank you so much for joining us today. And you're a mama now, right?
I am.
Congratulations.
I'm looking forward to my first Mother's Day as a mom.
I know. There you go. So what do we got going on with Big Brothers and Big Sisters in Ventura?
Oh, gosh. Like you mentioned, we're hunkering down, getting ready for our golf classic this coming Monday.
Very excited
about it. It's our biggest event of the year, and it's so much fun.
Great. And so tell everybody, where is it going to be, and kind of give out the info.
Sure, sure. So our golf classic sells out every year. It's at Satakoi Country Club, Monday, May 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
It's an all-day event. You know, people come from, gosh, we've got people flying in from out of state to come to this event.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, it's big. And, you know, it, like I said, it sells out every year. It is so much fun. And we are sold out.
Oh, you
year.
Are sold out. Okay,
we are
great.
Sold
good.
Out,
you guys do. We do. We all do such a good job, don't we? I'm telling
we
you.
Do.
That is awesome. I love it. So how else can people participate in the fun if it's sold out?
Gosh, you know, we have a couple different ways people can still get involved. And
okay.
all, these ways all still support Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Mm-hmm. You know, first and foremost, we want to really encourage everybody, check out our silent auction. This is something you can do right from your cell phone, actually.
Yeah, give us that site so that we
sure.
can go on there.
Yeah, it's all online. It's bbsvc.org/golf. Or people can just go to our main page at bbsvc.org and search for events.
Very cool, very cool. And so what does the Golf Classic, it's your biggest fundraiser, what does all the money go towards?
So all of the money goes towards our program. We pride ourselves on being extremely program-oriented. We only have a 7 to 12 annual administrative overhead. And what that means is that all the money we raise at our golf classic goes directly to supporting the kids in our mentoring program.
Wow.
And that's all local,
that's,
all here in Ventura County.
Yeah. Can you just give a little rundown of what Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Ventura County, who they are, what you guys do, and how it helps so many people?
Absolutely. You know, we're the area's only one-to-one mentoring program of its kind. What we do is we match kids with a big brother or a big sister, someone who can just be a mentor, a special friend that they might need right now.
Wow. And it's such an important thing. It's not a family member. It's somebody who's taking time out of their life to make a difference.
Right. Yeah, I always tell people it's a special thing to be a parent and it's a special thing to be a teacher, but a mentor is something different. A mentor is a special friend. You know, sometimes it's just easier to talk to your friends.
Wow. And how do people become a mentor?
All they have to do is give us a call. They can call us at 805-484-2282 and just ask some questions. You know, is this the right program for me? You know, what different programs do we have that might be the right fit? Or they can just go right to that website I mentioned before, bbsvc.org. We have some descriptions of our programs listed out, and you can actually start the application process online there.
I love it. And Danica, what are some of the big prizes that people are going to be winning?
Oh, I'm so excited. We have Disneyland tickets. We have Dodger tickets. We have vacation packages to the Caribbean and Mexico and Alaska. We've got movie nights, movie swag. There's really something for everybody on our silent auction.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, again, I love supporting Big Brothers and Big Sisters, and I'm so excited for this Monday, May 2nd. I'm so glad that it's sold out, but there's so many other ways to participate in the fun. And can you give out that website one more time?
Sure. It's bbsvc.org/golf, or like I said, you can just go to our main page, bbsvc.org, and just search for events.
There you go. And I'm just going to do another big shout out because I know I'm working with you on Caneo Valley Days.
Yes.
Right? And we've got the VIP tent over there. And
right.
And that is another great thing that you guys are putting together. And of course, I'm doing the same thing with you.
Wonderful. Yeah, we can't wait to have you there.
Yeah, so there you go. Go ahead.
And is this the auction where the Neil Young guitar is available? I had to step out of the room.
You know what? The Neil Young guitar is a really special item this year. It's an autographed Fender, and it's going to be available at our live auction, which
okay.
is on site. Now, if anybody is super interested in that guitar and they want to get a chance to bid on that, give us a call, 805-484-2282. If we can't get you on site to just kind of check out that live auction piece, maybe we can have somebody on site to bid for you.
Ooh, do you have a picture of it on your website?
Yes. What we're doing is we're going to be posting all of those pictures in a Facebook album this weekend.
There you go.
And if people want to see pictures ahead of time, they can also sign up for our newsletter through our website. And we e-blast all of those pictures out, kind of like a little bit of a tease.
Perfect.
You know,
perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much. And Danica, again, always a great time to talk with you.
Likewise. Thank you so much for having me on.
You got it. All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And our next guest is Shauna Epstein, and she's going to be joining us here. She's from Ventura Water, but she actually just had a really special award of one of the top women businesses. We're going to be talking a little bit about that. You've got lots of things going on. This is like one busy lady. I'm so excited to have her in our studio. Anyway, stay with us. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Rubicon Theater is Ventura County's premier destination for professional theater. Join the Kim Pagano Show at the first main stage performance of 2016. Extras, playing April 13th through May 1st in Ventura's downtown cultural district. In this hilarious comedy, a Hollywood film crew arrives in a small border town in California to shoot a movie, wreaking havoc on the fragile ecosystem. The Beecher Brothers play all the characters, starlet, director, and the locals on the set. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900. Do you feel stuck and you just don't know why? Do you find yourself pushing others away? Are you not where you thought you'd be in life? Lorraine Crane, transformational coach and founder of Finding Blind Spots, will help you unblock the barriers you face in your life and move beyond your self-imposed limits. She'll teach you to explore, reveal, and conquer your negative thought process to create positive and productive changes. What are you waiting for? Discover and conquer your blind spots at www.findingblindspots.com. That's www.findingblindspots.com.
Did you know that the number one killer of babies is premature birth? In the U.S., 1 in 10 babies are born too soon, and an early birth may have lifelong health problems. Help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects by supporting our local March of Dimes event. Get a team together, fundraise, and walk at this year's Ventura County March for Babies, taking place at Caneo Creek North Park in Thousand Oaks, Saturday, May 14th. We need your help to give every baby a fighting chance. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org.
Conejo Valley Days is celebrating the Valley's rich heritage and volunteer spirit with new carnival rides, headliner entertainment, craft vendors, art trek crafts, a STEM science pavilion, home and garden show, and a full food court. It's a celebration perfect for the whole family. Conejo Valley Days, May 11th through 15th at the Conejo Creek Park in Thousand Oaks. New this year, VIP experience tickets include wine tasting and 60th anniversary discount family packages, both available online now. These will sell out. Purchase general admission tickets online or cash only at the door. Visit CanejoValleyDays.us for more information on their Read and Ride program and their new STEM Science Exhibition Pavilion.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here today. And I'm really excited. You guys actually have Ventura Water at the Free Compost coming up, right? Is that correct?
Yes, but I think the Free Compost will be there at that event.
Ah, okay, perfect. There you go. All right, and so anyways, welcome, Shauna, right? Shauna,
yes.
Okay, I know.
It's phonetically challenged.
I know, everybody says it different a little bit, but anyway, Shauna, I'm so excited. Shauna Epstein here, and of course, you are with Ventura Water, and we can't, I love that you are one of the top women in business, and you received the award. Tell us a little bit about yourself and just who you are.
Okay, great. I have been with Ventura Water for 5 years, and I'm their first general manager. Ventura Water was part of the Public Works Department and taken out to be its own department to really develop a relationship with its customers. And I got into water in a really roundabout way. I got my master's in public administration at George Washington University, and I was really interested in youth policies, and I worked in schools, and I worked at the Department of Justice for a little bit. And then I got a job opportunity to come out to be a management training program with Anaheim Public Utilities, and that opened up my eyes to the whole public utilities world and what people offer, essentially. So that's how I got into it.
How interesting. Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, it's funny how we kind of like our journeys take us in different directions. So let me ask you, okay, because we always are giving tips about water. Water is a really crucial thing at this point. And some of us, you know, still think we don't have a problem. Do we have a problem?
We definitely have a problem. And all of the good rain that went up to Northern California is not going to benefit the city of Ventura. The city of Ventura gets its water from the Ventura River, Lake Casitas, which there was just a big article in the newspaper. They have just 4 years left if there's no rain, and our groundwater tables. And so we share those groundwater tables with one of the largest industries of the county, and that's agribusiness. So that's a part of it, keeps jobs going and everything else. And so we definitely are at a shortage, and we need people to conserve. And we've been so happy with our customers that last year they conserved 19%, and our goal is 20, and they're on track to get to 20% this year. So
wow,
we're really excited.
We're complying, right? I like it. I like it. So, okay. So what brings you to be so passionate about environment?
Well, I think for me, what I think of it is really what we offer, we also need to protect. And I think that's, you know, sometimes people say, oh, that's so trite. But it's in the most interesting industry that in order to provide it and to have a long-term business plan, essentially, you actually have to encourage people to protect it. And so it really is that symbiotic relationship, and that makes me kind of become an environmentalist in a way that I necessarily wouldn't have thought of as a kid from Texas. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Now, have you always been into environment?
No, I mean, I think I was always interested in it, and I was like involved in doing the right thing and doing your recycling, and but I definitely was much more interested in social policies, as you know, as we look at those things when I was younger. So then as I've become more involved, it's fascinating on the macro level, these environmental policies.
So let me ask you, Shauna, okay, and I'm so glad that you're here. And of course, anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. We're talking with Shauna Epstein. We're talking about Ventura Water, but also you are a busy lady. And so I love to, I'm going to like, let me highlight back on, or like jump back over to the water. What are some of the tips that we can do? And then I want to find out who you are.
Okay. So there's lots of great tips. The easiest way to conserve water is look at your outdoor water use. That's where most homes use the most water, and you don't have to change your indoor water use.
Ooh, okay. That's a big deal.
So
right there, yeah.
So if you're following the 2-day-a-week watering, if you're not watering after any kind of measurable rain, which I know is wishful thinking at this point, but just in case it happens. And so those are all things that are really easy to do, and you will really save a lot of water at your home. We're also offer incentive programs. We did subscribe out all of the over $700,000 of rebates but at the end of December, and in a month, keep your eye out on VenturaWater.net. They're going to start again. We got over $1 million in grant funding, and so we're revamping the program, and so stay tuned. And also, people, if you want to water, we'll be offering a mobile recycle program, so you can come to our reclamation facility in about a month. So stay tuned for that too. And with you'll go through a training, and you can fill up reclaimed water and take it to your yard. So that will be really exciting.
And
for
you guys
people.
Were part of the mobile showers, right?
The short shower program.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about
that. So last summer, every summer we try to come up with a fun campaign. So the first summer of drought, we came up with the dirty car campaign, and we really encourage people to drive around with dirty cars, be safe, clean your windshields. And if you are going to wash your car, always go to a car wash because they recycle the water.
Oh, okay.
So they use about 40% less. And then if you and then last summer was the shower song campaign. So if you think about taking your shower and only once your favorite song, usually a song is no more than 5 minutes. So that's a 5-minute shower. It's a fun way to think about it without that timer in the sand dropping.
You guys are so creative, I have to say. You know, I mean, it's funny working with you guys and knowing how creative you are. It makes it easy to kind of think about things that we could do that are so simple.
Yes. So it makes it fun, right? So yeah. We want to be fun and not necessarily draconian. But we're trying to get everyone to help us out so that we can make it through this summer.
Do you get a lot of people that are pretty much compliant, or is there people like, I want my longer shot? You know,
well, I think most people really, that's what's so great about Ventura. Most people really care. They want to contribute and be part of it. And so it's just been a real pleasure to go through this drought experience with this community.
Isn't that great? Mm-hmm. I love it. This is the best out here. There's just no question. We need to take a really quick break.
We can do that, sure.
Okay, yeah. We're going to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us? And then we'll come back and we'll talk a little personal about your life and who you are. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I have a pair of tickets to TLC Hospice Foundation. And, of course, they're hosting the Kentucky Derby Gala. I'd love to share those with you. Call us right now. Again, 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty.
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. And of course, we have Shauna Epstein here with us. And we're talking about Ventura Water. We're talking about top women in business. And what makes you a top woman in business? Did you know that you were going to be a...
It was very nice. Someone I work with wanted to nominate, and I was like, okay, I guess so. And you know, you never know as a public official of how much to get into the limelight or not. So
yeah, because then they really know you, right? But, okay, so, wait a minute. Yeah.
So it was very nice, and Pacific Coast Business Journal kind of went on the ledge this year because they don't usually recommend government employees because we typically regulate business, so that's not necessarily – but because – Ventura Water operates as an enterprise business, and it's our 150th birthday, the city, and we just really did a bang-up job during the drought that they honored us, and it was really nice.
And that's awesome. So tell me about that day. I really wanted to be there, too, but tell me about that day.
It was so nice to see all these women from Ventura County, Santa Barbara County, San Luis Obispo County, all doing great things in their industries, and some for a number of years, some just new, and it was really nice to hear some of their stories and how they got there. So it was really special.
So in your day, obviously being the manager, and you've got a big, heavy load, right? How do you make it through your day? What brings you balance to your life?
Well, I have two children. They're 7 and 9, okay. And two little girls, and my husband. Is my husband makes it all work at home, and so
it's partnership.
It's partnership, and we definitely make that all work. And I do. I really try to get exercise in at least 4 times a week. It makes a world of difference
with your mind. Yes.
And like that, I'm sharper. I'm there. But you know, I remember from Maria Shriver used to do that women's conference down in Long Beach.
Yes.
And I loved it. But I went to one session, and they had all these top executives from very large companies. And one woman said, you know, when people ask about the life balance, that means that there's perfection, and you just have to know there isn't perfection.
Because every day you wake up trying your best.
Yes, and you just have to do. And she goes, so when I tell my children, I get the calendar for the school year every year, and she says, and I tell them the three things that mommy will definitely be at, and the other things will just be surprises. And great advice, I thought, for because at that time I was
a
new mother.
Because we beat ourselves up sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, and so I really try to be really clear expectations of what I can do and what I can't do. And so that's how I try to achieve.
And of course, you love what you do.
I do love what I do.
Because I've seen you in action. I've seen you at movie night when you guys had you could tell you love what you do and what a great company.
Yeah, it's, you know, working with Ventura Water, it's so exciting in being in the water industry, because in like the LA area, you're really insulated from really the big water politics of the state. And here in Ventura, we've got it all merging right here. We have our own little microcosm. So we're really involved and really trying to make a difference.
And okay. And I love that about making a difference. Do your children, do they see, like, you know, are they kind of watching you to make a difference?
I think so. I mean, I think, you know, my oldest is trying to run for office and and they talk about, you know, what do you wish for? They talk about rain. so they're probably a little bit more in tune to the drought than most people. But yeah.
I love it. And do you live in Ventura County?
I actually don't.
Oh, OK. So you have a little bit of a drive.
I have a little bit of a drive. And so that sometimes adds a time for me to have actually decompress before getting back
in. I know. I used to have a hair salon out in the San Fernando Valley, and as I was driving home, I'd be like, you know, all the stuff was just kind of pouring off of me. So what I want to know is, what can our listeners do to help out?
Well, our listeners can help out by really just being great stewards of water, making sure that they use less of it. Keep the streets clean so no pollutants go off into the rivers, and that where we use our water. And there's lots of different resources. So if you go to venturawater.net, you can sign on to or get our monthly pipeline newsletter, and we'll email that out to you with the latest that's coming out. You can also see all the different programs that we're doing. And we have classes once a month on Saturdays, and they're great. Sometimes they're standing room only. So look at your My Ventura when you get your class pack on the back, has a whole schedule of all the classes, and sign up. Then you can learn all about how to make your lawn a beautiful garden.
Oh, I love it. Okay. And so let me ask you a question. If you were going to give somebody advice, other women striving to be successful in business, what would be your advice?
Well, I think this is the advice I give when I go out to high school students. It's all hard work. It's taking risk. And it's having fun with it at the same time. And so I think if you can do all that.
Kind of find humor and kind of.
Find some humor. Yeah. Know that you're going to take some risks. You're going to have to work hard. But that you'll really enjoy what you're doing. And I think that's the success of it all. I think there's, you know, really finding that.
So when you go and talk to the schools, are you just educating them on, you know, water and our environment?
Well, when I really try to talk to students, I didn't know that all of the jobs that there are in water and resources. And I think students need to learn that, right? Because it's one of the industries that can't be outsourced. It's here, it's local, and there's really some great job careers, and there's careers for those who want to be attorneys, there's careers who want to be scientists, there's careers for those who don't want to go to college and just want to and find a skill that they're good at, but they still need to be strong in their math and science, but they can go and find a long-term career without going to college as well.
Wow, I love it. Some great advice. We're talking with Shauna Epstein. We're talking about Ventura Water. We're talking about one of the top women business awards right here. Can you share some of the events that are coming up for this summer?
So we just had Earth Day. So that was, we were out on Saturday. And yes. So we have the Waterwise Garden classes. I want to make sure we have Summerfest. We're at Summerfest. We're at basically any event this summer that the community is doing, you will see our Ventura Water booth. And we also sponsor the fireworks, so we'll be out there as well.
Nice. All right. You guys are so involved in our community, and I thank you for that. I thank you for being, you know, here on our show and having the Kim Pagano Show be a part of you guys. And I just think, you know, it shows your passion for what and who you guys are. And I thank you. Give out the website again one more time.
VenturaWater.net, and you'll find all of the good resources there to help you conserve more as well as learn more about what we do at Ventura Water.
There you go. And, of course, I want to, if somebody wants to have you come out and talk to them about either their business or their homes or something like that, is that something that you do?
Yes, we'd love to come out, okay. And I'll come out to any of your community organizations. If you want to have a tour of, and if you coach a baseball team or are the Girl Scout mom leader, we love to have tours and bring children out to see what we're doing.
Oh, I love that.
So
okay,
yeah, so you can find a way to contact us from VenturaWater.net, or you can call us at 805-652-4503.
I love it. All right. And again, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. And, you know, really, dreams don't work unless you do. And all of these things that we've been talking about is really putting your best foot forward and really making a conscious decision. You know, it's funny. A while back, I gave up paper plates. A while back, you know what I mean? There's just little things that you can start to do, you know, that you kind of just, it's all of a sudden isn't that important anymore, and you know you're doing your part. So if we all do our part, that's what it's all about.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. All right. Of course, we are going to end this hour, and we thank you so much for being here, of course, every Saturday from 6 to 8, and of course, from 2 to 3, and we always end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Don't wait for the perfect moment. Take that moment and make it perfect. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll talk to you later. Interrupt this song for
go on mywaterpledge.com so that you could win a Prius, or you could, the city of Ventura could win a whole landscaped mini park. So we want to go out there and meet the mayor's challenge. mywaterpledge.com.
Perfect. All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Rubicon Theater is Ventura County's premier destination for professional theater. Join the Kim Pagano Show at the first main stage performance of 2016. Extras, playing April 13th through May 1st in Ventura's downtown cultural district. In this hilarious comedy, a Hollywood film crew arrives in a small border town in California to shoot a movie, wreaking havoc on the fragile ecosystem. The Beecher Brothers play all the characters, starlet, director, and the locals on the set. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900.